Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is our moment. We have all been preparing for a very long time in order to be of service during this year of monumental change. Through our unified efforts, we can accelerate the cleansing process that humanity is experiencing and move into the light much more quickly. We are powerful beyond our knowing, and we already have everything we need within us to succeed God victoriously. Today I'm going to share some information with you from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The company of heaven is calling light workers around the world into action to fulfill the greatest need of the hour. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. But there is another universal law that states, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. Since we are all one, we have the ability to be one and to invoke the light on every soul's behalf. That means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven had been asked to assist that particular person. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven and their own I Am presence was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of that particular situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. 2009 is a year of monumental change. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light. during our time together today in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is our moment. In the deepest recesses of our hearts, we have always known that this time would come. World religions and prophecies throughout the ages have all talked about these end times. What humanity is experiencing now has been referred to time and again in various ancient scriptures as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. Despite that ominous description, all of us volunteered to be here during this purging process. The question is, why would we subject ourselves to such pain and suffering? Why would we agree to be in physical embodiment during the most challenging time in the evolution of this planet? Well, the answer is clear. We volunteered to be on Earth at this time because prior to this embodiment, we were shown the bigger picture. In that revelation, we saw the end result of our endeavors in this lifetime. We saw what life will be like on this planet after the obsolete behavior patterns of humanity's fallen consciousness are purged and all of our human miscreations are transmuted back into light. With that sacred knowledge, we knew through every fiber of our beings that no matter what we had to endure in this process, it was going to be worth every bit of our effort. We were shown the new Earth in all of her splendor. We witnessed humanity living with full knowledge of the oneness of all life. On this new Earth, every soul recognizes and reveres the divinity within every other soul and in every particle of life. People work together to find viable solutions that reflect the highest good for all concerned in every situation. Win-win experiences are achieved in every line of endeavor. The new Earth transcends all of the maladies now existing on this planet. Exquisite joy, love, abundance, health, happiness, peace, wisdom, enlightenment, and every other aspect of our Father, Mother, God are the order of the day on the new Earth. This is not, however, the only reason we made the sacrifice to embody on Earth during this unprecedented moment. Through our I Am presence, we were well aware of the universal laws governing the evolution of the sons and daughters of God on Earth. We knew that in order for something to manifest in the physical plane, it must be invoked or asked for through the free will choice of someone existing in the physical plane. With this inner knowing, we clearly understood that in order for us to transform the Earth and all her life into the infinite perfection of the new Earth, we must be abiding in the physical plane. This is what is meant by the words, God needs a body. No matter how much our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven want to help us lift out of the horrific situations we have created, they will not interfere with our free will. But once we lift our heads above the mud puddle of our human miscreations and ask for divine intervention, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt pleas. In order for the sons and daughters of God to transmute the human miscreations we have deliberately or inadvertently created during our earthly sojourns, we must invoke the light of God and project that light through the divinity in our hearts into whatever it is we are striving to transmute. Our Father, Mother, God, revealed to us the miracles that we would be able to accomplish by embodying on earth at this time and joining forces with other lightworkers around the world. We were shown that the unified efforts of embodied lightworkers and the company of heaven have the ability to move heaven and earth. Together, we can greatly accelerate the transmutation that is surfacing now, all of the negativity of our past human miscreations. With this clarity, we understood without reservation that we are capable of assisting humanity and all life on this planet through the tumultuous end times in a matter of months, not years. With this knowing, each of us willingly responded to the heart call of our I Am presence, and we selflessly volunteer to embody on earth during this cosmic moment. The divine intent of our mission is to assist in quickly transmuting humanity's miscreations and to invoke the light of God in order to expand the patterns of perfection for the new earth throughout the physical plane. Once again, we are one with all life. This means that every particle of life on earth is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. What affects one part of life affects all life. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. The fact that we are one allows each of us to serve as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. We truly are our brothers and sisters keepers. Whenever there is such a monumental demonstration of selfless divine love by the sons and daughters of God, our godparents balance our efforts with additional grants of light. In this case, a cosmic dispensation was granted to the company of heaven, giving permission for the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth to come through the veil to meet us halfway. As a result of this gift of divine grace, we are now receiving more assistance from on high than has ever been granted to the children of God in the whole of creation. We are in the midst of the most intensified cleansing humanity has ever experienced. This event is catapulting us forward in the light, and people everywhere are beginning to awaken. Their I Am presence is taking dominion of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. People en masse are starting to remember who they are and why they are here. When our awakening occurs, we begin to remember our purpose and our reason for being. Then our I Am presence magnetizes to us information and whatever else we need to help us fulfill our part of the unfolding divine plan. We listen to the inner promptings of our heart, and we realize that this is our moment. We understand that this moment is the culmination of everything we have been preparing for. Everything we agreed to accomplish for ourselves and humanity prior to this embodiment. Everything we agreed to do to assist this blessed planet and all her life into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. But my experience has been that even with this inner knowing, awakening people often hear the word light worker and feel that term must be referring to someone else. They believe that a light worker must be someone special, someone who is far more adept than they are at invoking the light of God on behalf of humanity. But nothing could be further from the truth. Many times this misunderstanding prevents people from taking the action they are capable of taking and from trusting themselves enough to do what their heart is encouraging them to do. During this auspicious moment on Earth, every person on the planet is capable of being a powerful light worker. Know that it is not by chance that your I Am presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness today. You are listening to these words because you are a light worker. Please take this information into your heart of hearts and ask your I Am presence what your part is in this vitally important facet of the unfolding divine plan. The beings of light have revealed to us the greatest need of the hour. The company of heaven has assured us that the meltdown that is occurring in the global economy is a necessary part of humanity's cleansing process. For eons of time, our monetary system has been used to manipulate, control, dominate, and abuse the peoples of the world. Now that the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace have been anchored in the physical plane, everything that conflicts with those patterns of perfection is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. There are people in positions of power around the planet who are scrambling to try and hold on to the old monetary system, which is crumbling before our very eyes. This obsolete paradigm was based in greed, selfishness, corruption, and the abuse of power. These behavior patterns cannot and will not be sustained within the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new Earth. Too many people have awakened, and as a result of this monumental shift of consciousness, the light of God has reclaimed this earth. I'd like you to let these words resonate in your heart of hearts. The light of God has reclaimed this earth. Fortunately, there are also people in positions of great power who are very aware of what is taking place. These enlightened souls are co-creating a new monetary system. This system will be based in integrity, generosity, fairness, compassion, and the highest good for all concerned. It will rise out of the ashes of our obsolete monetary system like a mighty phoenix. In order for the pain and suffering involved with the collapse of the old monetary system to be cleared and transmuted as quickly as possible, the Company of Heaven is calling lightworkers into action. Our unified efforts will allow this purging process to be accomplished much sooner than seems possible from outer appearances. Many experts believe the painful effects of the present purging of the global economy will take years to overcome. But the Company of Heaven has assured us that the unified efforts of lightworkers can complete this process in the twinkling of an eye. We are powerful beyond our knowing, and we have within us everything we need to God victoriously accomplish this facet of the divine plan. Beloved ones, accomplishing this mighty feat is the greatest need of the hour. Once this facet of the divine plan is complete, the patterns of perfection for the new earth will easily expand through the hearts and minds of all humanity. This will enable our divine birthright to be restored. That birthright is the perpetual flow of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. A divine plan has been set in motion to accomplish this vitally important mission. The Company of Heaven is invoking lightworkers around the world to come together both physically and in consciousness to fulfill this plan. If you are listening to these words, your I Am Presence is revealing to you that you have a part to play in this unfolding divine plan. Listen to your heart, and your I Am Presence will guide you unerringly. Your part of the plan will be revealed to you, and you will know in your heart of hearts how you can best add to the light of the world during these end times. When you respond to your heart's call, you will be God in action, and you will fulfill your part of the plan by quickly transmuting this surfacing negativity. Listen to these words now as I share with you what the Company of Heaven has revealed to us as the unfolding divine plan. In order to accomplish this facet of the divine plan, quickly moving through the purging process we are now experiencing, our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are sending forth a clarion call to all embodied lightworkers. We are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of healing and transmutation on Earth. This is the portal of light in Tucson, Arizona, and its location on the planet where the light enters is known as the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This healing flame is projected from the core of creation into the center of the earth through this portal in Tucson. From the heart of Mother Earth, this sacred fire expands out through the crystal grid system as a tremendous starburst, and it expands up through the crust of the earth, through the water element, and blesses all life on this planet. The flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation is a resplendent emerald green flame with a violet radiance. It is the most powerful frequency of healing and transmutation available on Earth. And it is the instrument through which humanity's surfacing miscreations will be transmuted into light at a greatly accelerated pace. The Company of Heaven is asking lightworkers from all over the world to gather within this portal of light to unite our heart flames. Together we will form a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to accomplish the most powerful healing and transmuting of humanity's miscreations ever to manifest in the history of time. It is critical that lightworkers from around the world be physically present in order for this transformer to be created. All of the lightworkers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart and the guidance of their I Am Presence. Listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Your light is urgently needed. Now, in addition to those who are inspired to be physically present, there will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. These light workers will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are physically gathered in Tucson, Arizona. Thus, our unified efforts will expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Every light worker will be in his or her right and perfect place during this time. No facet of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our individual I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the portal of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, then our I Am presence and the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we need assistance with time, energy, or money to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light workers is the 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 15th through the 20th of this year, 2009, during the 22nd anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, which took place in August 1987. We will gather at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort exists within the heart of the portal of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. All of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website. And our website is www.eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. The 23rd Annual World Congress on Illumination will begin with opening ceremonies on Saturday, August 15th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you want to join us in consciousness, you can figure that out and join us at that moment. And the ceremonies will conclude on Thursday, August 20th, by 2 p.m. Pacific Time. This sacred conclave will be a celestial experience for everyone involved. And each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the spiritual hierarchy will reveal the next phase of the divine plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light, under the divine guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, our mission will be victoriously accomplished. This event will take place at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, which is nestled in the unique beauty and nurturing healing environment of the southwestern desert in Tucson, Arizona. The resort is surrounded by lush desert vegetation with towering 200 to 300-year-old saguaro cactus. These magnificent expressions of the elemental kingdom stand as mighty sentinels while anchoring the light of God into the physical plane of earth. When you enter this portal of light, you will experience the awesome radiance of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation and the flame of transfiguring divine love. As this sacred fire bathes your being, you will be blessed with the familiar feeling of coming home. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. And fellow light workers will join hearts with you and support you in your monumental service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of life, and we will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the entire company of heaven, the I Am presence of all humanity, the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, the mighty Elohim, and the legions of angels throughout infinity. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor. Our efforts will build in momentum day by day until this event in August. The beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways, but the light workers on Earth are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility is enormous, but as we join our hearts together, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel with deep appreciation the love that they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. We are truly blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life evolving on Earth in this wondrous way. Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort is giving us a wonderful package rate that will include a beautiful room and two queen-size beds and two delightful meals a day. One meal will be a substantial breakfast, and the other meal will be either lunch or dinner, depending on our planned activities. The package rate includes all taxes and gratuity. And as a special gift, the hotel is allowing us to have up to four people in a room, which will help reduce some of the costs. The one fee that is quoted on our registration form on our website includes your room for five nights, two delightful meals, all of your taxes and gratuity, and your registration fee for the World Congress on Illumination. This registration fee includes all of the activities at the World Congress, all of the speakers, the presentations, meditations, the music concerts, the activities of light, dance presentations, social events, and all other group activities. We're offering a special discount of $150 if you register by April 1st. Another discount will be offered of $100 if you register by May 1st. And the discount will be $50 if you register by June 1st. After that time, it will be full price. And registration must be made by July 10th to ensure your space. After that date, reservations will be accepted on a space available basis. Now, let's join together and empower this activity of light through our heart flame by invoking the light of God, the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. And together, regardless of what our facet of the divine plan is, even if it's just weaving our light into this initial momentum of this activity on this sacred and holy day, or if we are being prepared to physically be present at the World Congress, or if we will be joining in consciousness from some other location on this planet, adding our light to this global event, all of these events, all of these activities of light are equally important. So please join with me now in this activity of light. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. their kneel before the altar of love and surrender your lower consciousness to the perfection of your mighty I Am presence. Feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And now, join with me in one pointed consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of all humanity, the company of heaven, all of those who are joining us on this radio broadcast today, as one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. I will state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience them individually. But know and remember, we are invoking this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child, and every facet of life on this precious planet. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hands of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I am ready through every level of my consciousness to heal and transmute every electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any existence or dimension that reflects a pattern less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the God supply of all good things, and financial freedom. I am enveloped in the invincible force field of protection and eternal peace. I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my I Am presence to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. I breathe in deeply as these experiences begin to surface. On the holy breath, I ascend into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. I absorb the most powerful frequency of this divine light that I am capable of receiving. I breathe this sacred fire in, through, and around my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the energy surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. The flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation instantly heals and transmutes my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of energy is being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back into the ages of time to magnetize into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation every electron of precious light energy that is stamped with poverty consciousness. Every electron of my own individual electronic pattern that is pulsating with anything less than God's infinite abundance. These records and memories surface effortlessly, and I am able to let them go without pain or fear. I revel in the buoyant joy of this newfound freedom as I release all levels of poverty consciousness into the sacred fire of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. I continue breathing in deeply as I ascend further into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. As I exhale, I project this sacred fire forth to flood the physical plane of earth. This sacred fire flows in through and around every electron of precious life energy in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet. And I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing, I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I now realize I am able to heal and transmute through the power of this sacred fire, the mass consciousness of poverty. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money now begin to flow into the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Under the direction of my I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is now surfacing to be transmuted by the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Transformation is taking place as each electron enters this sacred fire and is instantly transmuted into light, cause, core, effect, record, and memory. Every electron is being raised and transformed back into frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. And I once again affirm with deep feeling, in unified consciousness with the I Am Presence of humanity and the company of heaven, I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am a force of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. I ask through the presence of God, I am, pulsating in my heart, that this activity of light now be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increased with every breath I take, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. and so it is. Now, to the I Am presence of all humanity and the company of heaven, I invoke a new order of divine healing. Beloved presence of God, I am. Through the divinity blazing in every heart, I invoke the legions of light associated with the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This emerald green flame with the violet radiance accelerates into the most powerful frequency of healing available into the fifth dimension. It transcends everything less than purity and vibrant health, and it is a force of healing for the new earth and all her life. Legions of light blaze forth the most intensified activity of this healing flame that cosmic law will allow. Project this sacred fire now into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. Instantly, transmute every frequency of vibration in any facet of life that conflicts with the immaculate concept of humanity's solar-like bodies and the infinite perfection of the new Earth. Increase this activity of healing light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Allow me to be the open door for the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation from this moment forth. Allow me to be a force of healing for all life I come in contact with during my earthly sojourn and during this intensified purging process. Magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with God's healing light. Give me the divine opportunities to love all life free on this sweet earth. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. As God's most holy name, I am, I am, I am. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, I'd like to share with you that we have the Book of Invocations that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven that contains the invocations that I have shared with you today and many, many more guided visualizations, invocations, meditations, decrees that will allow us to empower these patterns of perfection for the new earth. And as we utilize these tools that have been given to us, we are joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are invoking these invocations and using this Book of Invocations. We have made this available again at a reduced price because of the moment at hand, and because of the significance and how important it is for us to utilize these tools. The book is called I Am Co-Creating the New Earth, and it is available on our website. It includes a book of invocations and 3 CDs. The archetypes for the New Earth have been victoriously secured now in the physical plane. And now it is up to you and me and every other willing lightworker to expand these patterns of perfection until they can tangibly manifest in the lives of all humanity. So to assist us with this vitally important facet of the divine plan, the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth have given us very powerful invocations, decrees, meditations, and visualizations to help us join together in one point of consciousness. When hundreds of thousands of light workers all over the world are utilizing the same tools to invoke the light of God with one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, and one consciousness of pure divine love, our collective efforts are amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This is something we have all been trained at inner levels to accomplish during this critical moment in the evolution of this planet and all her life. Our unified efforts will move humanity forward at warp speed so that we can move through this process in a matter of months, not years. In order to make this wealth of information readily available for our individual and our global group work, the Company of Heaven has asked us to produce this book of invocation with 3Ds. It will greatly enhance our ability to join forces in this holy endeavor. So we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have done so with abounding joy and infinite gratitude. The Book of Invocations is designed so that as we reach higher and higher into the frequencies of the fifth dimensional realms of perfection, we can easily add new invocations and information to this book. So we are making this available now at a reduced rate. And you can order it through our website, or you can call us and contact us through the website, and we can contact you to take an order over the phone, or you can fax an order in, print out an order form, and fax an order in to us. But the important thing to know is that when we are utilizing this book, we are joining together in consciousness with the collective body of humanity that is joining with this book. This is the same as we are doing on our radio program, that whether you are listening to this program now and we're joining together live, or whether you are joining through our on-demand archive service, you are one with this force field of light that is being co-created through all of our unified efforts. And every time we join together in consciousness on this radio program, every time we join together through using the Book of Invocations, this force field is building and building in momentum, being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the Company of Heaven. So listen to your heart, see how this resonates for you, and join with us in any way that feels right and appropriate for you, as together we fulfill our purpose and reason for being on Earth at this time. This is why we have come to this planet, to assist humanity and all life during these wondrous but often very challenging times. If you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website. Once again, that's eraofpeace.org, www.eraofpeace.org. There you may sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time, and we're receiving more information than ever before from on high. There are many newsletters, articles, lots of free information on our website that will help you with the work that you are doing. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. Beloved ones, I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please join with us again next week as we expand our force field of light and add to the light of the world.